Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Soap Dish Salem Style. I am your host, Tony Ann, and with me this week I've got Ariette. Hey, Ariette, how you doing?
Doing good. Hey, everyone.
We have got some excellent news to start this podcast off, right? I know you had to have been a very happy camper when you heard this, but
Yes.
South Stowers and Lamone Archie return February 29th as Lonnie and Eli visit Paulina.
I am so excited, so happy, because I've been wanting them to return for a while. And like I said before, it's I don't know if it was during the dishes. It probably was. But it was all about timing, because they were sh going to return for Christmas, but they scrapped that idea. So now they're back and Lonnie's finally released. It's about damn
That's
time.
the best. That's the best part of it. Like, she's not on some sort of compassionate sick parent release. It's done. She's free. I'm so happy. I can't wait to see like what her plans are. I hope that we see them more than just this Thursday. Like, I don't think spoilers for the following week have come out yet, but I do hope they're still here. I do hope that while they're here, that we get a little bit of Eli with Doug and Julie, because we're not gonna get any more opportunities for Eli and Doug, and I would love one more if we can make that happen.
Same.
But I was also very happy for you because your tradition of repping Ilani at the dishes can continue.
Yes. Hey, Michael. I know he teased me last time, because like he's like, damn, you're really like milking this out, their return. I'm like, well,
I mean, their
you
return was the best story of 2023. There was nothing to
it
milk.
really
They were the best
It
part.
really was. And also, like, if they return, like, I'm able to pick them, because they have to have been back on canvas and aired. And well, looks like I'm gonna be able to do the same thing this year, because
The silk gods are smiling at you.
yes, one day or not, they still air. So
Hopefully more than one day. I have to assume it
yeah.
would be more than one day because I can't, like, I don't.
I don't know either, but so far we only have spoilers for one day, and
We're gonna
I'm
have
a.
to take this on a week by week basis, unless by the end of like, because I just don't see them doing a drive-by right now. I
Yeah,
see them staying for
they
like 2 or 3
shouldn't.
weeks.
They shouldn't be on for one day, because there's a lot going on with their families, like with Paulina having cancer, and then the whole Horton house b burning down. Like, they should be around for a little bit, but I don't know how long they're staying. I'm taking what I'm getting right now, but I'm super excited.
Yeah, I am so excited. I cannot wait. I was so happy for you.
Oh,
And honestly, Eli and Lonnie just feel like home.
they do.
And we need a lot of that because there's a lot going on in Salem right now that does not feel like days, but they feel like days.
They sure do.
Do you have anything else you want to say before we move into our headlines?
No, I think that's it. I'm
All
super
right.
excited.
I have a feeling you and I might debate on this first headline because we got into a bit of a debate in our group chat, so we'll see. As Ava sits by Harris's bedside, we learn Stefan was his shooter as the frame up against Xander gets stronger, but Sarah continues to stand by her man. I do not understand why Stefan DeMera is Clyde Weston's bitch. I do not like that Stefan is the one taking the shot. I would have no issue if he was the one ordering the hit, but Stefan DeMera should not be taking orders from anybody, least of all Clyde motherfucking Weston.
He shouldn't, maybe, but I can see, like, I wish I wasn't spoiled with this, because that would have shocked me. Twitter ruined it for me. Thanks a lot.
Sorry.
Not you. Why are you saying sorry? It's not
Because I was
really.
probably one of the tweets that ruined it because I was very unhappy.
I don't think it was you per se, but like it was probably, I think, a SoPub tweet or something, and people were like, yeah, it's not shocking that Stefan, or maybe they said that it's not really shocking, or I don't care, or whatever. But it kind of ruined it. It was ruined for me, but I can see. I mean, Stefan as a Demera should be way more ruthless. Yes, I do see what you're saying. He should not be taking orders. He should be giving them, but I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
This also is going to, I don't know how Ron is going to salvage this because we do know that Brandon is still filming. So, like, he's either going to continue being Clyde's bitch all the way up into what's filming now, which, God, I hope not because I need Clyde dead. Or Ron finds a way to salvage this somehow.
But I mean, they could explain it as, and I took it as he's afraid of what Clyde might do to Gabby.
Yeah.
And it's very, very valid because they broke her leg in prison.
I
So I get.
him actually being the shooter is where I went the fuck and
I was here for it. I
based
need the
on
Demeras to be ruthless. I'm not taking orders from Clyde though, but again, Sean, why am I
listen,
saying
I
Sean?
would have no issue if Stefan was the one orchestrating the frame up on Xander, if Stefan was the one who made that phone. Like, if Stefan was doing everything that Clyde is doing, I would not mind. Because that's very Demera, and I would 100% be on board with it. It's Stefan being Clyde's bitch that has me,
The thing
and allegedly, and I'm just going to say it, somebody brought this up at a fan event I was at this weekend. And let's just say Brandon was n confused. I'll put it nicely and say Brandon was a little confused by the story and didn't know what the fuck was happening.
which is fair, but like Stefan is not really, has not really been developed as a Demera. Not properly. So
But even
I can see, like, if EJ, listen, if EJ were the one who shot Harris and took orders from Clyde, then yes, I would be like, huh?
I
Because
mean, listen.
they have really, hold on, they have really developed his ruthless side as a Demera. We've seen it with Stefan. I've seen him being kind of like, I mean, there was the whole Gabby and Stefan thing in 2019, but he and
Remember, he hired Ben to do all his dirty work for him so that he didn't have to get his hands dirty.
true.
When he wanted Gabby kidnapped, he had Ben do it. He did not do
That
it
is true.
himself. And that is my issue. He is not one to pull the trigger. He is one to order the trigger to be pulled.
You know what? I
And
was here for it. I don't know. I just maybe he becomes the one who gives the orders after this. Like, yes, I can see why he's not maybe thrilled about this.
now, the only other thing I can think they may do to salvage this is sort of make it seem like he's been undercover trying to bust Clyde this whole time. And that's why when he shot Harris, he lived.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can see them salvaging this. But do we want to even touch on the fact that Ava poured his heart out to him and we had a Snow White Sleeping Beauty moment where the kiss woke him up from his coma?
No, good for them. I like the story, like I said, on the timeline. It's an unpopular opinion, but I'm enjoying the story. However, I do not give a fuck about their supposed love story because it It's not it. That's not it. Like, I don't care. They're not. Ava should be a villain. Like, I'm just gonna be real. She should be a villain. That's what I originally liked her for. And I'm not really here for her being a heroine. It does not fit the character. I'm with Harris, I don't see him as this evil character. Because A, we barely know the character.
He's definitely not evil. He's just a waste of space.
Pretty much, but I don't mind him.
I don't think I minded him either until he got more focused. Like I was Michael. Like I don't know if you listened to last, you were there last week. Duh. Remember when he said that he was good with Harris until Harris took up more focus in the episode where the house burned down than the Hortons did. It feels very much like they're trying to make Harris the central focus of the show whenever he airs, and I am not about that.
Yeah, that I can agree with. Like, I do not like the way they eat the show because he's not this beloved character we've seen for 40 years. We saw him 40 years ago, or like,
For like 3 months.
yeah, so. Like, chill. He's not this beloved character, so the show needs to take it down a notch, but he's leaving soon, so we have that to look forward to if you're not a fan of the character. I don't mind him personally, I don't, but I can see why fans are like, yeah, I'm over this.
Now, the other half of this that I'm enjoying, but I'm not sure how you feel, is Sarah continuing to stand by Xander as the frame up gets worse.
I didn't hate it this week. I don't feel Sandra and Sarah, but I mean, it makes sense. I mean, she, if she wanted to, she could have doubted him because he is this type of person who could kill someone.
No,
So.
that is true, but I'm very glad after how much they decimated them in the last couple of years, I'm very glad that they're moving
Yeah,
them
it was
past it.
surprising because I expected her to be like, oh, damn, you did this, blah, 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 fuck you. Like,
Because
that'll.
she's done it so many times before that you were expecting her to get up on her
Yeah.
high horse. Yeah.
So I was kind of relieved that even if, like, I think she would have been, like, justified in the way she felt, I was relieved that we didn't have her, like, scream at him. It was an interesting way of. Like dealing with this, it was, I did not expect it. So, I mean, he's
I love seeing him.
obviously interested, obviously innocent. So I actually felt for him for some reason because like I don't really like Xander anymore. He's just there.
I think
But
it's Paul that, like, when Paul has those moments.
yeah. I felt bad for him because he is obviously being set up, and he said so. I didn't really understand why Rafe was like totally, what is it called, aloof? Like, is that the
Because he's an
correct?
ass.
Like, sir, do some
When
proper.
he does not like the person or does not care about the case, he's a complete dick to everybody.
Yeah, I'm like, sir. Investigate. What the fuck are you doing there? Like, yeah, maybe. Like, what? So let's say if this theory is true, like, whether it's true or not, you're supposed to investigate every single theory. Like, that was just dumb. I'm sorry, because he just stood there being like,
A bump on
yeah,
a
but I
log.
think you're guilty. Like basically that it was his whole vibe. Which fair, Xander is a piece of shit, but I don't know. It came across funny to me because he's supposed to do, I mean, he's supposed to have his detectives because he's the commish, I guess. So he can tell someone to like look into this, la la la. But it just was so weird.
Yeah, he just did not care and it showed. Do you have anything else you want to add on this first story before we move into the second one?
No, it's actually in other news, but yeah. So let's move on.
Right, so we've got this was honestly my favorite. This next thing was my favorite part of the whole week. Everyone goes to see what is left of the Horton House as Days has its best episode in literal years. This entire episode was just Roman, Kate, John, Marlena, Julie, Doug, Maggie, Lucas standing around the Horton house, learning about the Horton history, and getting to see flashback Tom and Alice as we get to see them purchase the house for the first time. And I was a giant ball of feels the entire episode.
Oh, I really enjoyed it. Especially like young Tom and Alice. Like they were super cute. I was like, damn, okay, are we gonna get them in the park every single time? But apparently that was a tradition. I did like just seeing them at the end buying the Horton house. It was so sweet. I liked seeing everyone in the Horton house talking about it. I wish there was more Hortons.
Yeah, Sarah should have been there. I will say
Yeah.
that. Sarah should have been there.
They could have had Eli and Lonnie, especially Eli,
Yeah,
back.
especially knowing that Sal and Lamone were coming back 2 weeks later, basically,
Yeah,
or
which
like a week later. They absolutely, one of
a
them
week
should have
later,
been here
sorry.
for this. Yeah, a week
Yeah.
later. Sorry. My brain's a little fried this morning. But it would have been really nice, but I will say, like, the flashbacks were amazing. Seeing Lucas come in, like when Lucas
Yes.
started talking about the, like, I cried. Like, there was weeping,
I was
instant
like, who
weeping.
the fuck is this fireman like talking about the Horton or Tom's chair? And then I was like, oh, that's Lucas, of course.
Okay, and can we just, I just want to say, burn in hell to the rape couch.
Oh, finally.
Rest in piss, you rape couch.
Oh my God, I'm so glad it's gone. Thank you. Whoever decided to burn the Horton house down, thank you. I mean, not like that. Y'all chill. Don't come at me at the comments. I'm just saying that rape couch needed to be gone.
Rape couch perishing while Tom's chair is thriving is my kind of
And
toast.
I'm kind of curious how these fans feel about this, because I know everyone freaked out when the promo Day of Days promo was released, and we got to see at the end that it was burning. I have said since the beginning that I was looking forward to it. Yes, it's a set that's been around for like, what is it? Almost 6 years now.
It's
And
been
I
around since the beginning of the show. So yeah,
exactly.
like
So
the
60
yeah.
years. I mean, ish, 60-ish.
59 and a half.
Yeah, 60. So, I know what you mean. But anyway, like I get it. I get it that fans attach themselves to the whole set and sets in general. I personally wasn't mad since the beginning. I was like, bring it, because I want some action. I want something to happen that has some kind of consequence, because nothing seems to last on Days. Like people do
And
stuff and there's no consequence.
Susan Seaforth Hayes said it gave an interview to Soap Opera Digest. It does seem like there is going to be story coming off of this into rebuilding the Horton House. And I
Go
ahead. No, go ahead.
on. I'm just looking forward to it because I want to
Same.
see them rebuild the house.
And I think that whatever the box that they found
Yeah.
at the end, I think that's going to tie into whatever story is coming up.
Yeah, because I was like, what is in there? What is in that time capsule? But I am intrigued. I want to see what happens. And I also like that this is kind of a consequence of what Chad did.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not his fault. I don't blame him. So, don't come at me, Chabby fans. I'm just saying, I'm glad to see that there's like something is happening because someone did this and like they tried to retaliate and.
Yeah, that's the one thing that's coming out of this Clyde story that's good is like things are happening that have repercussions. I just wish with every fiber of my being that Clyde wasn't the person
Yeah,
bringing the
I can
repercussions.
see that. I can see that. Like, I'm kind of over Clyde now, or have been for a while. He should not be alive. But I enjoy the different angles of this story, like the Horton house burning, Harris being shot. Like, there's shit happening. And that's what I
Holly's
mean for.
overdose, like
Oh yeah.
this is probably the most umbrella
Is it
storyline
tied
the show.
to Clyde or not?
The overdose, yeah,
It's like,
he's running the drugs, so it's
but
him.
she had drugs on her.
Yeah, but the drugs she took were laced with fentanyl.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, didn't she have like, what was she having on her?
Yeah, she the drug she thought she was taking was like Ritalin,
Oh, okay.
but it ended up being something else laced with fentanyl because of a bad batch drugs.
Oh, okay, makes sense. Yeah, so it's connected all over canvas, almost all over canvas. And that's why I enjoyed this story. I might not enjoy certain aspects of the story, but I'm here for the fire. I'm here for the whole Stephen Harris Eva thing, not the love story, but the whole.
Oh, yeah, that love story is horrifying.
Like, just enjoying that aspect. Not the love story, like I said, but the other aspect of it. And while I don't give a fuck about Wendy and Trip, but like overall, it's things are happening like on the show, and I'm kind of bored when people just talk and talk and talk and talk. This is a daytime soap. Yes, people talk, but we're supposed to have some fucking drama. So that's why I've been enjoying or looking forward to the fire, because I want to see what happens afterward. Are they going to rebuild? Like, where are we going from this? And apparently, we're going to rebuild it and we're
I'm
going to
just
find
terrified of
out.
what that rebuild is going to look like. That's the only thing that scares
Yes.
me. I don't trust the art department on this show to actually do well because I just look at what they did to the Kyriakis Mansion and
Yeah,
I
Kyriakis
just.
Mansion needs to burn down as well.
Again.
When did it? Oh yeah. Back in the 90s, I was like,
Yeah.
when did it burn down?
2001.
Okay. Oh yeah, it was like early. Oh, I
Yeah,
thought
because
it was
that.
1999 something, but it was 2001. Yeah, Philip was around, so never mind.
Yeah, because
So,
Chloe were in the barn
yeah. Oh shit.
having their mo yeah.
I remember that. So I don't know why I thought it was like end of 1999 or something, but it was later, 2 years later. But whatever. Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing how they rebuild the house. It should not be as ugly as the Kyriakis mansion, but it should be looking more like, I mean, it should look like an updated version of the Horton house, in my
Yes.
opinion. Also, I'm super happy the ornaments made it.
I was just about to get there. I love that you got there because I was literally going there. I was
Yeah.
like, A, I was so happy that the ornaments were saved. And B, I loved seeing the origin of the ornaments, though Soap Twitter was telling me that the origin has shifted.
So wasn't it Alice's mom who
Supposedly, it was Tom's mom.
Tom's
But
mom,
then
okay.
when we saw the ornaments, when we saw them get the ornaments in the flashbacks, there was no mention of that. So they seem to have changed their origin story.
I don't mind either, to
I
be
don't mind
honest.
that. I enjoyed seeing it. This whole episode just made me so happy.
Yeah.
And it felt like days in a sense that these are characters we love. This is history we know. When you lean into the things that matter with characters that matter, fans will show up in drove and heap praise on the things that deserve praising.
It was a really good episode.
More of this, less of everything else.
Yep. I will say, I've been like 2 weeks behind. I think it was 2 weeks. Y'all, I've been binging nonstop. But before I even got to this week, when this episode had aired, I jumped right in and watched the episode. And now, I binge everything else. And yeah, it just felt like home. Watching that felt like it felt like days, and I want to see more of it.
Yeah, that's, we always say that's my days. That's literally my days. And like seeing the pictures of all the act like of all the characters, and like we got Jason Cook's Sean in a photo. We got Kate Manzie's Abby.
Yeah, we got to see a whole bunch of characters. We saw Eli, the twins, and Julie. What else did we see? Marlena and Tom and Alice. Like, there was a
Yeah,
whole lot. Oh,
there was
that
a
felt.
whole lot.
Yeah,
It
I kind
all
of
just felt
forgot about
so good.
the like the end there, but that was my favorite.
And then
My
at the
favorite.
very, very, very end, that you had Doug singing Always, which,
I
oh,
will. I don't know
right in the heart.
what people think if about Leo being there, but I liked that he was respectful and.
I really liked how Leo was there. I would have been okay if Leo was, say, Eli, just for the sake of like learning family history. But in the absence of having the actual family there, having Leo there learning the history and not being a caricature was really, really nice.
Yeah, I
And the
liked
stuff
it.
with him and Thomas at the start of the episode was super freaking cute.
The Tooth Fairy. I
Yeah.
love their dynamic. I'm sort of entertained by it. They're so funny together. I actually want more of it, but I'm a Leo Stark stan, so yeah.
Yeah, this was good use of Leo, and it actually, I think, honestly, too, what made it so much fun is that I think as much as it was Leo learning the history, it was also Greg standing there with the show's legends learning the history of a show he's been working on for the last few years. Like, that had to be really cool just as an actor to be standing in that
Yeah.
set with all of those people who have been on this show forever. And to actually learn the foundation of the show that you're working on, that's like really freaking cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do we have anything else we want to add, or should we move into the rest of our headlines?
I'm trying to think, but no, you pretty much said it all.
All right, we've got Jada confronts Everett about being Bobby. He denies it. Stephanie has Steve investigate, and it proves that the accident Everett claims happened did happen. But it also proves that he is Bobby. Everett is left shocked and confused. I just want to start this off by saying shout out to Elia Kanto for absolutely slaying performances this week. Like, this is such good material for her. I just wish we had this way sooner.
She was really good. Go ahead, sorry.
It does not seem like we're doing the DID thing, which
Think we are.
actually. Okay, how do you think we are? Because I think we're not. I'm pivoting away.
I don't know. I feel like he has no memory of being Bobby. So it's got to be some type of personality disorder. Like he's got to, I don't know, because he doesn't remember. I truly believe he does not remember.
Yeah, no, I truly believe he doesn't remember either, because there
But
was
how do you
that.
explain Bobby and him being Everett?
My thing is, I'm thinking maybe, and this is me just trying to connect dots here, so forgive me if this doesn't make sense. But we know he mentioned something happening because he remembers something. He remembers going to, remember, he remembers going to war. He said
Yes.
something about losing a friend or something. Remember, that's why the drug story was so important to him.
Yeah.
What if something happened there and that's the inciting incident that maybe caused the split? And then the accident he had erased Bobby's personality completely and only left him with the Everett memories.
But what are you saying, though? Are you saying he has split personalities? Are you saying he has DID?
I'm not sure because we know he has amnesia, and the
Yes.
old like so I'm not sure if he just doesn't remember being Bobby and he's a con artist and completely made up Everett. Now maybe I'm thinking either maybe Everett Lynch is actually the name of the friend who died and he just took up that person's identity when he decided to leave Jada. And then the Everett memories are the only ones that he has, or he has a split personality and the accident that he had when he left Stephanie completely erased his original personality and only left him as Everett.
Could be. I don't know. And honestly, I do not care, but I genuinely do not think he's faking it.
Yeah, I don't think so either, because there was that moment before Jada came in where he's literally standing there completely confused. And it's not like an, oh my God, I'm about to be found out. I've got to cover my ass thing. It's a, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. He looks super confused.
Also, thank God they have Stephanie actually believing Jada and not
Yes.
trying to defend Everett.
I was so happy about that because girl power. I mean, that's her friend. How long has she known Jada since she was a kid?
Yeah.
So, over a guy, like, I'm glad it wasn't the opposite because I would have
It was
definitely.
honestly 50-50 on if it could be based on how
Yeah,
Stephanie has
I
been
can see
written up to this
her
point.
body being confused because she was initially, but at the end she was like, yeah, I don't wanna like he mentioned something about like them going home and going to sleep and whatever, and she was like, nah, fuck that. I don't think we should be like close right now. I'm going home. Bye. So I'm glad to have seen that. Yeah, it didn't take long for her to just like be suspicious. So she was suspicious like instantly. Sorry, I was gonna say something else, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, that the timeline of this is all still very confusing. Like, I don't know when all of this took place. We're going to need more clarity on that, and hopefully, when he goes to see Marlena, that will happen because that seems to be the next part of this story. Because it's also very interesting that when he like his entire body freaked out. Did you like? The more they talk about this and the more he's trying to figure out if he's Bobby or if he's Everett or what the hell is happening, his entire like his ent he collapsed. So I'm
Yes.
wondering if I don't know if there's some sort of physical reason for all of this or if he just can't handle the trauma of something that happened so his body is protected. Like, I don't know.
I guess we'll see.
But
Don't
I'm
really care
very
about this story, but
confused, so that's making me care, but other than that, yeah.
yeah. Let's move on to the last headline. And
Right,
I
I don't really give much crap about this either, but it aired, so we have to discuss it.
fuck.
Constantine is sure that the pawn killed his daughter. He confronts Steve, and his reaction makes me think that Steve may have ended up being the one to kill his daughter.
Probably.
This is all one giant bullshit retcon. I don't like it. I am not here for it. And if Steve doesn't tell John what the fuck is going on sometime soon, I'm going to punch him in the face.
Like, at this point, I do not give a fuck. Because A, we don't know Constantine. B, we don't know who this Katarina person. See, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. This happened 84 years ago. We didn't see it. It's a retcon. Why should I give a fuck?
And
Again, I don't care.
it's that's the thing that's disconnecting me. Because I was really excited about potentially learning about John's pawn past because there's a lot within that time that we don't know. But you're retconning everything that we do know in order to make this storyline happen, and that is where I am checking the fuck out.
I just The story is not clicking. It's the poor, the performances are not giving, like three men going at each other over this thing that happened 84 years ago. Like, yes, I'm granted, John has no idea, but like, I'm just not here for any of it. It's not good.
It's
I don't, oh, I hate the story. I,
and
yes.
it's making Steve look really bad.
Yep.
Because how are you watching your supposed best friend be tortured over his past and you know something and you're not saying anything?
Makes no damn sense.
And it feels like he's not saying anything to cover his own ass.
Yeah, I think he might have been the one who killed Katarina.
Like I, oh, it's just I
Just
don't,
do, I do don't do not care.
I
Like,
do not
honestly,
care.
yeah, it
It
sucks.
aired,
It's
that
probably,
happened.
it's one of the top two worst stories for me currently. It's between the Bobby Everett story with Stephanie, Jada, and I mean, I like Jada's part in it. Because I like Jada, but that's one story I don't care for. And Constantine, the pawn stuff is another.
All right.
So
Well,
thank God
that
we're done
aired.
with that one. Let's go.
Exactly. That aired. It happened. On to in other news. Brady and Teresa visit Tate. Paulina has a heart attack. Trip and Wendy are being held captive. Sloane continues to complain about motherhood.
What should I pick? I guess I'm gonna go with Sloane continues to complain about motherhood. I feel like it should have been there since the start.
I think I said this. I think I said this on the podcast last week. I know I said it on Twitter. I have never seen a woman with so much buyer's remorse who switched to baby.
Yeah. So weird, because why do it in the first place if you do not like? I do feel like it's realistic because not every woman like
Oh,
has
yeah.
m mother instinct, has the instinct to become a mother. It's super realistic. I just feel like they should have been there since the start. Maybe it has been,
Yeah,
but
definitely.
I probably haven't been paying attention, but it's, I feel like they should have shown it since the beginning, because I'm grasping for words right now, but I feel like we should have seen it
I think
for a longer time.
honestly, the issue is that you switched this baby and you got this baby illegally. If she were complaining about motherhood and it was actually her child, I would be more invested in that story because at this point, I'm just like, well, if you don't want the baby, you don't
Give it
have to have the
back.
baby. Give it back. Like, there's this
Exactly.
woman crying her eyes out for her child. Please return her or him.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Like, you can just give the baby back and be like, oopsie, I took it, or something. It's the worst, one of the worst baby switches story, baby switch stories I've seen, because what the fuck?
Yeah. This whole middle part, and I'm gonna blame the strike, but I'm gonna blame the strike. It's not giving at all.
At all.
And my pick for In Other News is going to be Brady and Teresa visit Tate. I really love this family dynamic. I don't know why Tate was so pissed at them, but I didn't hate it. And I'm really excited to see Holly wake up next week and kind of see where this story goes from here.
I personally can see why he would be pissed, because he's there when it doesn't need to be.
I think what the disconnect for me was is like he didn't have any of this anger towards them when he left.
Yeah, that's true.
They
Again,
were in.
they need to build these things. We don't need to see like a plot happen out of nowhere. We need build up, y'all, build up.
Like, I think we should have been able to see Tate in this facility this entire time and maybe see him being bullied by other people or, something that makes him resent being there.
Agreed. We did not see anything out. That was weird, but I guess it happened. So,
All
yeah,
right.
I can see the disconnect there for you.
Yeah. That's the only thing. 'Cause usually I can make it work if there's something somewhere that can connect it, but it's like we haven't seen you in 2 months or like a month and a half and you're instantly got your bitch switch flipped. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
This is bizarre. I don't hate it because I like the dynamic of the three of you fighting, but I would really love to know why this is happening.
Makes sense. I agree.
Shall we move on to our praise or shade segment?
Let's go.
All right, are you praising or shading?
I'm praising. I really enjoyed Wednesday's episode with the Horton House memories, flashbacks, the picture, seeing it. People coming around to like talk about the Horton legacy and the family, like everything about it. Like, I enjoyed it. It was a really good episode.
It was amazing. That was going to be my praise, but you covered it very well. So I will pivot over to LA Cantu. She has been on this show for over a year now, and they have barely let her do anything. But when she's given material, she knocks it out of the park every single time. And I am begging this show to write for her because she deserves it, and she is amazing, and she is a star.
Agreed.
So that is my praise.
Good
And
word.
thank you. Do we have any final thoughts?
Yes. Tune in February 29th, Thursday, to watch my baby shine, to watch them come home, to watch Alani being released.
Then tune in to our podcast next week to get Ariette's complete reactions, which I'm sure will be full of wonderful comments.
Yes. I'm super excited. I just, oh, never mind. I'm not gonna say
All right. Well, as well, yep, we will
here.
leave it on the welcome home Ilani note, and
Yes.
see y'all next week. Bye bye.
Bye.